Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. It's the Fan Football Pregame presented by Coors Light. Live from Sports Column, here's Mike Evans and Nick Ferguson.
And let's head out to Indy and welcome in our Bronco Insider, Denver 7 Bronco Insider, Troy Rankies, presented by Tranny Law. And, Troy, let's get to some of the nuts and bolts of this game. Are we going to see Juwan James finally suit up again?
Yeah, he's out here on the practice field warming up, not right, but the actual field. He's going to wear a brace, he told me, obviously probably the rest of the season. But all expectations, barring something bizarre, is he's going to start. He probably will be on a snap count. They're going to play that by ear, which means that, you know, you could see Elijah Wilkinson some at right tackle. Then if, you know, Garrett Bowles has a bad series, you could see Elijah Wilkinson at left tackle. I think it's important that if Bowles has a mistake, or one or two, that he needs to sit. It's just you need to send that message to the locker room. But the good news is, yes, Juwan James is in position to play and start today.
Well, Troy, there's no Emmanuel Sanders, so that means that there's some other guys on the offensive line, I mean on the offense, that has to step up. And Deshaun Hamilton is now assuming that role. What can we possibly expect from him in his first official start as a number two wide receiver for the Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, again, he's had potential early in his career, Nick, as a route runner. You did things you like. He just has never gained traction this season since of that hamstring injury in camp. You know, you just like to see him make some plays, five catches, 50 yards, be a threat on third down. I'll be honest, my expectations are low because I just haven't seen it. I mean, it's hard to have faith when you just have never seen it. And he will have an opportunity today. I think another guy you keep an eye on, if not in that role or gadget plays, is Deontay Spencer. You know, can you use him on a jet sweep? Can you use him on a quick slant? See if you can take advantage of his speed. But you're right. The platform's there for Deshaun Hamilton to show he can be a guy moving forward. And to this point, he just really hasn't. You know, he had that drop at Oakland, and he was accountable for that. I give him all credit for that after the game, admitting he felt like it cost him the game. But you know, Nick, this league, at some point you got to produce, and he's going to be given the platform. This offense hasn't been great, but maybe he can find his way today with more snaps.
Is Noah Fant going to be given more opportunities to put, you know, really a horrendous game and a poor stretch of football behind him? Does his rookie season sort of kind of hang in the balance right now, this game, these next couple games?
Well, I think his confidence is what we got to keep an eye on. I mean, obviously, if they keep trending this way and they're losing, he's not going to lose reps per se. I mean, Fumagalli's not even active. Jake Butt's probably not going to come back this season. So it's not like he's losing reps to Heuermann, so to speak. But to your point, Mike, yes, he needs to regain his confidence. I mean, he told me on Monday that was the worst game he's had in his life, which frankly doesn't surprise me. These guys were all the best players on every team they've ever been on for the most part. So can he regroup? He's going to have to show he can make tough catches. He's got to show toughness. He's got to show an ability to bounce back from a bad play, and that's what really ruined the other night. Is, you know, he had one bad drop, and it became three. So is this next 2 weeks a referendum on it? I just think it's a referendum on his confidence, not necessarily the reps he will get.
Well, Troy, I'm going to stay right there. You're talking about the confidence of Noah Fant, and I want to talk about the confidence of this Denver Broncos team. I mean, you trade Emmanuel Sanders early in the week. You're going into a hostile environment with a team that has a quarterback in Jacoby Brissett who's been really efficient, and they can run the ball because Mike and I were talking about the offensive line and how they can grind things out. Where's the confidence level for this team overall?
Yeah, I mean, they're talking a good game, Nick. They're saying we got to stick together, fight together, you know, all those things you hear when a team is going south. The defense still has confidence. As poorly as the game ended up against the Chiefs, I mean, the defense really wasn't awful. I mean, you could say, well, they got outscored 20-0 with Matt Moore in the game, and it hurt. But there wasn't a huge total meltdown on the defensive side. And they feel like, Nick, if they can stop the run, they can be in this game and give themselves a chance to win late. You know, and that's, you know, Marlon Mack is a road grader. He's a big dude. And they will look to be physical with Quentin Nelson and that group up front. But Denver, the guys, when I talked to them in the locker room, Nick, Their confidence lies in the fact that when they played well against the Chargers and the Titans, they stopped the run. And they feel like if they stop the run today, they'll give themselves a chance for the upset.
A lot of people want to see Drew Lock sooner rather than later. Just sort of give us, I guess, the timetable, what has to happen in order for people to see Lock play.
Yeah, it's still a little murky, but they're slow playing it because he's not going to play anytime soon. So as soon as you start that window at practice, you have 2 weeks to activate him. Well, they haven't started that window because there's no reason he would play today or against the Browns. But let's say you're 2-7 or 3-6. At that point, you got to sit back and decide, hey, what would be the best interest of the season? To get a look at this kid, you know, in December, which I would think we'd all kind of agree that that would make sense. What's holding it back, Mike, is he's got to be ready. I mean, the problem with the NFL and Nick Liffitt, there's not a lot of reps for second-string guys. He hasn't practiced since camp. So can they get him ready enough to where he can compete? I mean, it's easy to just say put him out there, and I get that sentiment, certainly. But you have to make sure he's ready to have a chance to succeed. You don't want to put him out there and have a complete meltdown and just absolutely look awful. But what would be the timeline? After these next two games, I think we'll see some clarity and it'll crystallize. The other thing, the idea that Kim Patrick has to be one of the IR guys coming back to me is fascinating. I mean, I like Kim, I do. But to lock yourself into him coming back, I think you have to keep an open mind to everything. Because if it's Tim Patrick and then one other guy, and you're saying Locke might not be one of them, I just don't see how that makes sense given where you are as an organization. That if Locke is capable at all and ready, you need to get a – if it's two games, if it's one game, you need to see something before you would enter into the offseason.
Troy, I've always been the best-case scenario type of guy. The Broncos find themselves definitely at a crossroads, but what's the best-case scenario for the Broncos today? Going, you know, no one wants to go out and try to lose a game, but moving forward and looking forward towards 2020, best case scenario for the Broncos, win today or drop the game against the Colts?
Yeah, I mean, if you really feel confident in their draft next year, the best case scenario is you end up with 4 wins this year. You know, 6-7 wins is puts you in that netherworld of the 15th, 16th pick. You lose, if you're 3 wins, 4 wins, then you're in the top 5 to 10, and you're getting a guy who's usually going to come in and make a difference from jump. You know, I guess that's a quarterback that's arguable. But, you know, best case scenario, if you're optimistic and want the Broncos back in it, they win this game, they come back and beat Cleveland at home, they're 4-5, despite a tough road schedule coming up, you see reasons for hope. If you're the other side, the weird best case scenario is they compete all the way through, they play a bunch of close games, and they win 4 games. And they have a great draft choice, and you saw signs of a team that was getting better as the season progressed, yet the record didn't reflect it, and that allows you to get a better draft choice.
All right, give us a prediction, Troy.
Yeah, I'm not picking them to win on the road. I just can't see it with their offense. The offense has got to prove me wrong. So my prediction, Mike, would be 27-16 Broncos lose. I think like a lot of games, they'll be in it. Until I see that their offense is functional, I can't see them winning on the road.
Okay, Troy, thank you. Have a good game. Enjoy yourself out there. Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Insider, presented by Tranny Law out there in Indianapolis. So we've had Troy say 27-16. We've had Sandy say 30-16. So a couple of revealing score predictions from our two guys. Coming up next, we'll hear from two more guys, Stokely and Zach, with their battle before the battle. And let's get more into the idea of Drew Lock. The fans want to see him. When will we, when should we see him? That's coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.